Hey guys, I'm Max Friedman.
I'm Gabe.
And I'm Holly Peters.
Welcome to the Hawk Talks Arts and News and Entertainment Podcast.
We got a special one for you today.
This is a special one for you today.
I regret that
this
so
is
much.
This is our second annual Oscar special podcast. Hopefully not our...
Yay!
Yeah. All right.
With special guest Holly Peters.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. yeah, she's pretty cool. Tell us a bit about yourself, Holly.
Well, I am...
All right,
that's enough.
So, that's cool.
Thank
Sweet.
You.
So how are we just going to just go get into the picks then? Or
yeah, well, we're going to talk about our choices for Best Picture, Actor, Actress, Supporting Actor, and Supporting Actress.
Yay!
Because the other categories don't matter.
Yep.
Yeah. And now, are we including people that are nominated, or should we just say people that we think should win, even if they weren't?
You guys can look up the nominees online, right? You guys know how to do that.
No, I'm just saying, like, if I think, for instance, I think one of the best actors of the year was not nominated.
Oh, yeah,
that?
You can mention that.
All right. All
right, so, Gabe, who is your pick for, or what's your pick for Best Picture?
Mine was Silver Linings Playbook. Because I thought it was awesome.
Nice.
That's my reason. That's all you get.
Nice.
Too bad.
Oh, that was also my pick for Best Picture.
I
love that movie.
I suppose that's my pick, too. It's not necessarily my favorite movie of the year.
Conformist.
But no, it's like... I mean, I love... This is like the first year that I pretty much love every movie nominated except for Les Miserables because it was stupid and idiot. But, yeah. Said that. And, I don't know. Silver Linings was just... It's one of those movies... I've seen it... 3 times already, and it just keeps getting better and better. I of course, you know, I do love, like, Django, and I love
oh,
Zero
yeah.
Dark Thirty and all of those, but I think Silver Linings Playbook is a movie that, I guess, made me happiest this year.
It was
year.
Touching.
And I think Lincoln was also, like, really high up there for me, but Silver mm-hmm. Linings, definitely.
Cool.
I think Silver Linings, too.
Nice!
Why, Ollie?
Why, Ollie?
What? Nat said.
Well, that's good enough. All right.
It probably won't win.
No,
but
I don't
think
so.
We think it should.
They're saying it might have this slight chance to take the surprise if Lincoln doesn't take it from Argo, because at this point, Argo's the front runner.
I wouldn't be mad if Argo got it.
I wouldn't.
I thought
either.
Argo was awesome.
I think it deserves it, especially after Ben Affleck not getting nominated for Best Director.
Yeah. That was kind of a shame.
All right. So, what about actor, Gabe?
Oh, I gotta start now? Okay.
Yeah, you started
last time. So
I gotta start again.
Stop complaining, just do it.
Okay. I want Bradley Cooper to win for Silver Linings, because I thought he did a really good job playing a guy with problems, you know?
Yeah. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
He was really good.
He was, yeah.
My pick
He's
is
believable.
For D-Day Lewis. I thought he was really, really good in Lincoln, started the world, so, you know. You're not?
I would say, out of the nominees, like, again, I think every one of the nominees, again, except for maybe Hugh Jackman for Les Mis, was, like, like at the top of their game, and exceptionally, the acting for movies was exceptionally good this year.
Yeah.
And I do kind of think that Daniel Day-Lewis did give the best performance of the year, but my favorite one was definitely Bradley Cooper. He sells that role so well.
Yeah.
And he's really playing against type. But I also wanted to make a shout-out to John Hawks, who wasn't nominated this year, for The Sessions. And he's just really amazing in that movie. So that was a snub, but yeah.
So what about actress?
Ollie's
here,
I agree with Nat.
Okay.
Again, surprise.
All right.
My pick for best actress was Jennifer Lawrence.
Jude Law there. So
yeah,
that's...
I don't understand.
Well, I started out writing Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay.
And then I went to Jen Law.
Jude Law.
So they just wrote
no,
Jude
to
Law.
Jude Law. So Jude Law is my favorite actress.
Okay. 5 Jude Law movies.
We don't
Sherlock
have time Holmes
for that.
1. Sherlock Holmes 2. There's 2. The documentary of Jude Law.
That's not right.
The Curious Case of Jude Law.
All right. But you picked Jennifer Lawrence?
Argo,
okay. Which
right
he was not,
that.
Yeah.
Nope. That was the Affleck.
Okay, so Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings, then?
Affleck!
Okay. Take that as a yes. I picked Jessica Chastain for Zero Dark Thirty. She was really good in that movie. She was that movie.
Jessica Chastain. Was.
So yeah.
You? I don't know. I think I like both Jessica Chastain and Jennifer Lawrence. Chastain and Jennifer Lawrence, like, equally. I guess I would go Jessica Chastain.
Chastain. Yeah. I agree with Matt.
Yes.
Did you see Zero Dark Thirty?
Did you see Zero Dark Thirty?
No.
Okay, well, okay. That's fair.
But yeah, I told her it was good.
So she knows it's good.
It's true.
What about best supporting actor?
I wanted to pick Christoph Waltz because I thought he was awesome in Django. He was great. He was great, you know?
Yeah. I really liked him in that movie too, but I want Philip Seymour Hoffman to win just because I love him so much and because he was really good in The Master, and that movie's not getting as much recognition as it should.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going Christoph Waltz too. I think I've agreed with Gabe on every single category so far, except Jude Law. That's I definitely
he was great in Argo.
Yeah, I don't know. I love Christoph Waltz, and I did this all the category, like all the actors in that supporting actor category were amazing, and they all pretty much deserve to win in my eye. But also Robert De Niro. He was also really, really
good. He was my second pick.
Nominated just now.
He could get a. This is third Oscar he could win?
Yeah, well, if Daniel Day-Lewis will win the Best Actor Oscar, and he'll be the first actor to win more than two Best Actor Oscars in Oscar history. So that's pretty awesome. But yeah, I guess Christoph Waltz, just because I thought his character was so fun, and he just does it so well. And Ollie, I'm guessing your pick is Anne Hathaway.
Just the best actor?
Supporting actor.
I actually do think it would be Christoph Waltz, because... That's good. For my own reasons, not just because Nat likes him, but mostly because Nat likes him.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
The best supporting actress, you wrote actress.
Gabe writes nah.
I'm gonna abstain because I don't know anything about any of these people except for Anne Hathaway and Les Mis, so which I didn't see.
You mean you're gonna Chastain? That was always
my joke.
Chastain,
the funny one.
Disappointed in you for one, Gabe. And for second off,
this is the first time Max has been disappointed in me.
Yep.
Wow.
Put up the option.
Mark your calendars.
Don't believe it.
Anyways, Amy Adams. I thought she was good.
I'm gonna go Jude Law on this one.
It's my man.
I'm never Anne Hathaway. She wasn't even very good. She just died. Spoiler alert. But that's all she did in the movie. I'm gonna go Helen Hunt for The Sessions because she was just amazing.
Nude. H is silent.
Nude too, but like amazing. I mean, Sally Field Lincoln. Have you seen that movie? She's nude like every 5 minutes in that movie. It's like, whoa, calm down, Sally Field.
What about you, Ollie? Same pick for the same reason.
Uh-huh.
Sounds good.
All right.
So, yeah, those are it. And if we had to say best director, what would you say?
Affleck!
He's not nominated.
You said we can say things that aren't nominated.
Well, I changed my mind. You can't.
What? Lincoln.
Abraham
Spielberg.
Have you seen Lincoln?
No. I'm nominating Abraham Lincoln, dude. I'm not saying Lincoln will win. I'm saying Abraham Lincoln as best director.
Wait, Gabe, why would you not just say Silver Linings Playbook, like David O. Russell? Because you've actually seen that one.
Yeah.
Amour.
And you love Calder.
I would say David O. Russell.
I would say either David O. Russell, but I also that Ben Zeitlin guy, or he's got a silent H after the end. I don't know how you pronounce that.
Definitely not like that.
But that Beast of the Southern Wild, that was his first movie ever. And it's nominated for Best Director and Best Picture for your first movie. That's pretty freaking good. And the movie's, like,
really good.
Amazing. So, like, I don't know. I guess I would definitely still give it to Silver Linings Playbook, David O. Russell, because he was just such a good actor's director. And he wrote it, too. But, yeah. But
Snow White and the Huntsman.
I think almost all the nominees in that category are really good.
Yeah, so they're all deserving.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Check out the
Oscar. I agree with Nat.
Yes.
Ollie also agrees with Nat.
Stay tuned for the staff picks for the Best Picture of Oscars coming soon.
Right. Yep. And to the website. Watch the Oscars on Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 8976 Central.
8976 Central.
You heard it here first, folks.
Bye.
Bye.
Adieu.
Bye.